Welcome to Halacha in a Year, where we can get to learn all the most relevant halacha through the prism of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. You are listening to Rabbi Yaakov Tram. This shiur is kindly sponsored by the Moshe Group and CA in Zuchus of Rivka Bela Bas Nechama Shifra and in honor of Rabbi Tram. Today we're going to look at the halachas of marriage during Avedus. This is Siman Reish Gimel 2:13 in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. It's a short siman, so we're only going to look at 12 questions today. So number one is, may a mourner marry during the Shloshim? So no, a man may not marry a woman, and a woman may not marry a man if one of them is a Avel during the Shloshim, during the first 30 days after death. What about afterwards? After the 30 days, they are permitted even when mourning for a parent. May a mourner become engaged, not get married, but get engaged, whereas an Avel? So the answer is yes. Engagement itself without a feast, without a meal, is permitted even in the Shiva, in the first 7 days. If one's wife dies, when may one remarry? So he should not remarry until after three festivals. So that's Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot are passed. Why is this? So it's important that each marriage remains distinct, and he should not be thinking of his previous wife when getting married to his new wife, and so he requires three festivals as a break, as a barrier between the two marriages. After Rosh Hashanah, are Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Shmini Atzeres counted in these as separate festivals? The answer is no, they are not. We're only referring to Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot. Are there any exceptions to allow remarriage before the three festivals have passed? The answer is yes. If the widower has not yet fulfilled the mitzvah Pru Revu of having children, or he has young children and really needs a partner to help him, and no one to help care for them, he does not need to wait for the three festivals, but he should wait until after the Shloshim, until after the first 30 days. How long must a widow wait to remarry? So a woman whose husband died must wait at least 90 days before remarrying, and this is because of Yichus. If there's a questionable pregnancy, this helps create a barrier between the two marriages. What if a close relative of the groom or bride dies before the wedding? So they find out just before the wedding. So the Kitzur records that in the earlier times, where the parents were the ones involved in making the meal, and therefore they won't be able to remake the meal later on. They should go on with the meal. But today, where others help prepare the meal, therefore the wedding should be postponed till after the Shiva. So a question should be asked in these situations, because sometimes it becomes very complicated if the entire thing was booked, but a shayla should be asked. What happens if the death occurred after the chuppah, but before the couple are together intimately? In this case, marital relations are forbidden, and the couple should remain separate from each other until after the shiva. They need to have a chaperone with them so they do not have yichud with each other because they have not yet been together. And after the 7 days, they can consummate their marriage and celebrate Shavuot brachos there afterwards. What happens when they find out about the death after the feast, after the first the couple has had the chance to be intimate with each other? In that case, the couple is then bound by the laws of Sheva Brachos, which is like a mini festival, which will override the mourning. So that means to say that the Sheva will only start afterwards as well, and that during the Sheva Brachos, it's like a mini Yom Tov, and they can wear regular clothing, cut their hair, but private acts of Avedus are in effect, and therefore they cannot be intimate with each other. The last question is, when does the mourning period begin in such a case? So after the Shavuot Brachos finish, then the Shiva starts counting, then the Shloshim starts counting, and it's not like a Yom Tov where the Yom Tov counts towards the Shloshim, because in this case, the 7 days of the Shavuot Brachos did not count because the haircuts were permitted during that period of time, so it did not serve towards the Shloshim. With this, we conclude. Have a wonderful and meaningful day.